And after God kicked Adam and Eve out of the garden, they had children, and their children had children, and people began to fill the earth. But a point came when everything that people thought and everything they did was evil. And it broke God's heart, and he regretted that he had even made people. God decided that he would wipe out all people and all the animals that walked or flew on the earth. However, there was a man named Noah, and he was a man of integrity because he kept a good relationship with God. So God told him that he was going to destroy the whole earth with a flood, and then he gave him detailed plans to make a ship made out of wood, and that this was to be for his family and for all the animals that God would bring to him. So Noah began to build the ship, and when he had finished, God brought to him at least two of every kind of animal that walked or flew on the earth. And Noah loaded them onto the ship, as well as his wife, their three sons, their wives, and all the food that was needed for them. God told Noah to get onto the ship, and then God closed the door up behind them and sealed it, and it began to rain. And it rained and flooded for 40 full days. It flooded to the point that the water covered every part of the earth, and every person and every animal that walked or flew died. After about 5 months, God made a wind blow across the water. And when it had dried up enough and the ship settled on dry ground, God told Noah to bring out his family and the animals. And when he had, he sacrificed some of the animals to thank God and to worship him. And that pleased God. God told Noah, "I want you and your family to continue to have children and to fill up the earth. I want you to rule over everything I've created and care for it." And then he told him, "I promise that I'm never going to flood the whole earth like this again. And when it rains, I'm going to put my rainbow in the sky. And this will be a reminder of my promise."